And I'm pleased to say that I'm joined by Ian Mitchell from... He's on the organising committee, is that right, Ian, of the Newport Jazz Weekend?
That's me.
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hello, Kevin, how are you?
Now then, you've come here armed with flyers, haven't you, to tell us all about the weekend, which is coming up in June?
It comes up on the 2nd to the 5th of June, and it's the Newport Jazz Weekend. It's the fifth year, and we've got an even better lineup of artists, I think, than we've had in previous years.
Yeah.
We've got a mix of artists coming from the UK, we've got some Ireland artists, and we've also got some artists coming in from abroad. But one thing we've got to start off the weekend is that we've got a two-day jazz tuition course aimed at youngsters on the island who need to have a level of proficiency.
And then
they'll be under the tutorage of Nick Page on guitar and our own Gary Plumley on sax.
Fantastic.
And then the
is
first
that a
thing,
new thing, Ian?
It really is a new thing for the Jazz Weekend. But what they will then be doing is they'll kick off on the Thursday evening at the Apollo Theatre with a little concert put on by the students. So, and that's free. So we're not even taking any money off you for that. You know, so really good.
Yeah. That sounds like a great way to start a jazz weekend, sort of bringing on the next wave of talent.
Absolutely. Because when you look around, I mean, there are a lot of artists that are known to the average man in the street who are, should we say, getting on a tad. And we've lost a few recently as well. You know, we lost Kenny Ball a little while ago and others of that sort of ilk. But just there is a good, strong undercurrent of jazz musicians. And you've only got to see what's coming out of Platform One these days as well.
Yeah.
Some is really good stuff.
Just to pursue that slightly then, is there still a fair bit of interest among young people in learning to do jazz well?
There is. Just digressing, the event organiser is a guy called, or the event director, I should say, is a guy called Jim Thorne, a local jazz musician. Sadly, he's got a day job, so he can't be here today. but he puts on a jazz jam once a month at Key Arts.
Yeah.
And you do get a lot of youngsters coming to that as well. So, and that's good. And it's, you know, they're frighteningly good, some of these youngsters as well, you know.
That's a common theme on this show, actually, the number of talented young people there are on the Isle of Wight, and older people as well.
Yeah.
But it's so wonderful to see the young ones showing what they can do, and it applies to acting, musical, song, instrumental, whatever. They're just amazing talent, isn't there?
Well, that's right, and they may take it slightly in different directions, in that, you know, you can't necessarily recognise a difference nowadays, but if you go into, like, the Chicago Blues, for example, they're the old school who were playing down there at Chess Studios, and then the youngsters of the day who were playing over on the West Side. There was a noticeable difference at the time, but, you know, with a passing of time, it all evolves.
Yeah.
And I dare say the youngsters will bring some of their own new ideas in.
Yeah.
You won't lose the essence of the music, but there'll be little quirks to it over the years.
Yeah. And just to go back to the Jazz Weekend, it's built up quite a following over the years, hasn't it? Is it bigger and better this year? Does it just keep growing?
It keeps growing, but we are careful on the budget and do keep a close eye on that. So we make sure that we don't go and overextend ourselves. If we did, then it's the organisers who'd have to pick up the bill, so we've got a strong incentive there to get it right. But yes, it is bigger and it is better. And every year you learn a little bit from previous years.
Yeah, and you mentioned one or two international acts this year. Could you highlight those for us?
Well, the main one is Stacey Kent, an American singer who is closing the weekend up at the Medina Theatre on the Sunday, which is the 5th of June. And she's bringing her own band over with his husband, Jim Tomlinson, on saxes and flutes, Graham Harvey on piano, Jeremy Brown on bass, and Josh Morrison on drums. And that's already selling very well. because let me just tell you about tickets for a moment.
Yeah, do.
There are some flyers that are floating around, and everything is on the weekend's website, which is newportjazzweekend.co.uk.
Okay.
But there's lots of permutations depending on whether you buy your ticket under the early bird scheme, which I would say closes on the 16th of April. So you've got to get yourself a little bit sharpish there.
Next week? This weekend. Yeah.
Also, one or two of the gigs, we've got one up at the hospice and one at Key Arts, involve the possibility of a meal deal. And if we were to sit here and give all the prices and the permutations, we'd be here this time tomorrow, and you're not on tomorrow. So I would say if you look it up on the website, then you can sort of work out what you want. So that, for example, just as an example for Stacey Kent, her ticket is £15, which is actually probably cheaper than some of the ordinary Medina events.
Yeah.
But if you buy it before Saturday, you can get an early bird ticket for £12.
Right.
And if you can convince the organisers that you're under 21, you can get in for four. So that's not bad at all.
That's very good. Okay, so the early bird offer ends on Saturday.
Midnight on the 16th,
so
yeah.
So get onto the website pretty quick if you want to make the most of that offer.
And say the details of the gigs are on the website. And you can get tickets by the best place, probably, if you're on the island. You just go around to the County Press shop.
Yeah.
County Press are one of our sponsors, as is Red Funnel, for whom we're very grateful to help keep the event going.
Okay. And I think you mentioned another international artist.
We've got Janet Seidel, yeah. And Janet's going to be there on the Friday evening at Key Arts. And she's described as Australia's first lady of jazz.
Mm.
So that's going to be something very much to look forward to.
Yeah.
With Janet Seidel on vocals and piano, David Seidel on bass, that's her brother,
yeah.
Chuck Morgan on guitar, and Cyril Bevan, who's an old friend of the band, lives in the UK, but he's joining them for this particular gig.
That looks like a nice night out for someone, doesn't it? Because you get a meal with that as well.
But there's a meal option, you can have music or music and meal.
Yeah.
And this is why I say, if we start reading out all the options and the prices, we'll be here tomorrow.
So that's an example for if you're listening, you need to have a look at the website, newportjazzweekend.co.uk, just to work out all your options. And there's something on pretty much, every day?
We start off with a jazz tuition on the Wednesday, which isn't open to the public.
Yeah.
But the first concert, excluding the student and tutors concert, is Karen Sharp on the Thursday evening. Now, she's supported by Nick Page, Jim Thorne, John Thorne, no relation, on bass, and Ken Black on drums, essentially the Jim Thorne trio with Nick Page.
Yeah.
And Karen used to play with Humphrey Littleton.
Wow.
She's got her credentials there, and she's been down before, and she's got a good following on the island.
Okay. And is the word spreading beyond the island about this?
It is.
Do you get lots of people coming over specially for it?
We're getting more people coming over, which is good, and that's one of the reasons that we moved the date forward, because we were clashing with events on the mainland.
Yeah.
And also, it does help boost the island's tourism by putting it as a major event.
Yeah. How did you get involved, Ian?
Well, I've known Jim on the music side for years.
Are you a player yourself?
Not musically. I take the photographs and do some of the media stuff.
Okay.
Which is why I'm here sitting with a microphone as opposed to sitting with a saxophone.
well done.
Yeah.
Nice play on words.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So give us the basic details one more time, Ian, just for anybody who's listening. So what are the dates and how do you get tickets?
Great weekend. It kicks off on the 2nd of June through to the 5th of June. And you've got a website, which is newportjazzweekend.co.uk, and that will give you the full lineup, which, to say, apart from the main items we've mentioned, we've got local artists appearing. We've got Toca Bonito, nice Latin band, Gramophone Party with Paul Armfield, JC and Angelina. And then we've got lots of, I think, we've got Craig Milverson on the Friday, who was down here yesterday for the jazz club. Absolutely superb musician.
Yeah.
We've got the Solent City Jazzmen with a little bit of New Orleans jazz at the Minster on Saturday. We've got Robert Fowler with his tribute to Jerry Mulligan on the Saturday evening, which I've seen him do in Portsmouth. Very, very excellent evening. And if you like a big band, we've got the California State University Northridge Big Band, and the Americans and their universities are really big on their bands.
Yeah.
And they're touring over here, and we've got them on the afternoon. And there's also fringe stuff.
Yes.
We've got free stuff going on. Things that have been confirmed so far, because we're still working on the fringe. We've got Cat Skellington with some gypsy jazz in the Bargeman's Rest on the Friday. There'll be a big jam session on the Friday night. Depends who's available. Everybody can join in. Laurie McVeigh and his High Rollers with a little blues and soul at the Castle on Saturday afternoon. And the jazz students for the California University Big Band are doing a little jam in the Bargeman's on the Saturday evening. And then on the Sunday, the Dropouts are at the Bargeman's. And they were down at the Globe in Cowes last night, fronted by Mark Fennell. And you've got, I've forgotten his name now. I can see Adam Pretty on saxophone,
okay.
Dave Packer on percussion, and whoever turns up really joins in. But there's also other ones that are coming together. We're sorting out some venues and sorting out some bands. And
fantastic.
Excellent weekend.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. And thanks for coming in to talk to us about it.
Well, thanks for having us in. And hopefully
and
we'll...
remind us once more of that web address so people can find out more.
NewportJazzWeekend.co.uk.
Brilliant. Beautifully put and very succinct, Ian, if you don't mind me saying so.
Thank you kindly.
All right. Cheers, Ian.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.